This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Daguerre.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. My name is Raman Bindra, and I'm working with GeoHaptic and leading the customer success team for GeoHaptic. And the team is solely responsible to handle the customers who fall under the Geo purview, which is owned by Reliance Industries. And our main focus is definitely to ensure that all the customers that we cater to get the ROI for which they have signed up for and ensure that they get the best user experience from our product and service.
Raman, how are you involved with user adoption?
So when I say user adoption, that's like the key thing for us in the customer success domain, because at the end of the day, if the users are not adopting the product or a service, or if there is a red flag, then definitely there is an issue in terms of deliverables or with the experience of the end users who have kind of signed up for the product. So that becomes a key KPI or a goal for us to ensure that the user adoption on our product and service is the best and is rated by far excellent for the end users, so that at the end of the day, the customers stay with the organization and also, you know, give the best review to us.
Raman, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
If I was going to break it down, the very first thing or the challenge that I personally have observed is that we as CSMs, the initial phase, do not really ask a lot of questions to ensure what the customer really wants. And if we are not aligned with that particular aspect in terms of being aligned with their business goals, I personally feel that that in itself becomes a big obstruction in terms of motivating the user to use the product. Because if they cannot relate with the product or service for which they have paid for, their user adoption definitely will not be there. The other aspect definitely is the way you train your end customers. Because if the training is way too technical or it is not broken down in parts or phases, which is most relatable for the end customer or user who is getting the training to use the product, again, it hampers the user adoption for them. And thirdly is, if you are not aware about what's going on with the customer in terms of, who is the spark, who are the stakeholders who are going to take charge of either interacting with you or taking decisions, that again, affects user adoption. And how does this impact user adoption is that you might not be sharing right info with the right people at the right time. And if it does not happen, it becomes more cluttered, more confused, which definitely ends to the user not adopting the product and being more disgruntled towards you as well as your organization.
Raman, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
If I was going to break it down in simpler terms for all the budding and experienced customer success managers, the key is be proactive, be aware, and have greater visibility to the customer goals. Now, I would like to also, break it down and share point by point what I'm trying to say here. When I say proactive, you need to be in touch with your customer at all the time, at all the point of their customer journey. Now, though it is a very small statement and people might interpret, this doesn't mean that we have to be available 24/7. Yeah, definitely, you do not have to be available 24/7, but you need to be there or ensure that the customer is getting relevant responses at the time when they actually need it. So that means that, you have to be there to ensure that your customer needs are, met. And also whenever customer needs assistance with any of the issues, you are there to help them or you are there to figure it out. The second thing is, again, pretty major bit, is that you have to ensure that whenever you are starting a relationship with your customer, the customer onboarding has to be a fantastic experience for your end user. Now, why it has to be? Because customer onboarding is the key, is the key stage in a customer lifecycle wherein they will be using the solution actually, wherein they will be getting trained on the solution and usage of the product and understanding it in a fashion wherein they feel that it would be delivering value to them at the end of the day. So customer onboarding has to be really good, has to be broken down into simpler steps for the end customer so that they can relate to it, and also ensure that while you are planning a customer onboarding, it has to be relatable to the customer's end goals, because a vanilla customer onboarding solution cannot fit for all the customers. Specifically, if I talk customers who are enterprise in nature, they would always need a custom or a tailor onboarding, a custom or a tailor fit onboarding experience that I'd term it as. So in that scenario, you need to be, as I was mentioning earlier, you need to be 100% aware of their goals. Why have they actually bought your service at the first place? Have they previously used any similar service in the past? So that you can understand what was the reason to switch from it, and also you don't repeat the same mistakes in this entire journey. And when we talk about it, you also need to ensure that you keep small goals in this onboarding journey to help customer realize value of the product. You have to ensure time to value is realized while you are in the entire stage of customer onboarding and kind of moving towards user adoption. Again, why is it necessary? Because an engagement without any actionable points or without any metrics to see progress would definitely lead to nowhere for the customers, because at the end of the day, they have paid, they are investing money. And if they don't see results, again, results do not have to be majorly, bigger ROIs, but smaller stepping stones definitely helps the customer to be aligned with your offerings and also motivates them to adopt your product and service and, be more in touch with you. Again, when we talk about this, the another point that comes, into focus is that people always, to increase user adoption, I would say, try to tend to reach out to customer and bombard them with a lot of, say, calls, articles, information, which at points is not necessary. You just need to have one call, one, communication, I would say, which is ending with an actionable at the end of the day. Because if all the communications that you're having with your customer is ending with an actionable, trust me, the customer will be more than happy to get on more calls with you, understand more about your product and services, because he knows that at the end of the day, the time they are investing, they are getting value out of it. So that is, again, a pretty important aspect. Then the next point that I would really want to, highlight here is that keep your customers informed about all the, features and functionality. When I say that, people should not interpret it that, hey, this sounds more like salesy. It is more like upselling your product. No, it's not like that. You need to be sure that for whatever the customer has signed up for, he should A, understand what he's going to get. B, he should also understand that what he's missing on, so that if there is an opportunity, if the customer is happy with the existing service, he can opt in for the new function, and a feature that can help them move closer to their goals, in a swift manner. So that could be, that is another thing that we as a team also cater to. Then we also, focus on having trackers in place, ensuring customers know where we are going, what is the progress, what are the timelines, because as I was mentioning earlier, that communication has to have actionables and actionables have to have timelines and trackers. So having cadences with the call, ensuring you're having QBRs or even monthly business reviews with the customer, but all boils down to having a systematic approach of tracking the progress of the customer and sharing those with your end customer, so that the customer knows where they are heading. And if they know that it is working for them, they will give more time to it. And this definitely boosts the user adopting your product, because they will have more questions. They will have more scenarios to work upon when they see progress on the timelines. And then in your own product, you should also focus on analytics aspect, because if a customer, no matter for whatever service or offering they have signed up for, if they have to, spend a lot of time mining data on the platform, and then, spending another hour, hour or so trying to analyze data, that becomes a very, very bad experience. Your platform or your service, or even you as a CSM, should get into a notion of trying to make the data available easily to the customer from the platform so that they spend lesser time on finding the data and spend more time on analyzing the data and deriving insights from it, which become as next goals or next actionables for the entire team. So that is something, you know, availability of data in a swift fashion. And the last bit definitely would be, you know, that the customer success manager should also ensure that he's ensuring that the product team is also well in touch with the customers. Why? Because definitely all the customers have different requirements, and sometimes your respective solution might not have the same offering which fulfills the requirement of the end customer. Now, in that case, the simplest way is to say no and move on. But at the end of the day, we also, from a customer's point of view, have to think that if they are investing X amount of money, we need to give them solutions instead of, you know, just saying no. So in that case, try to have, you know, a quarterly call arranged with the product team so that if there are situations wherein, you know, the customer needs, you know, assistance in terms of alternatives, if you or your service cannot fulfill it, the product team can get into picture and kind of help them with certain answers, even timelines on certain deliverables. And also, while you do this, you can also ensure that the customer at that point of time is not just, you know, shoved off by saying no. So that is something that's very important. And how does it prepare, you know, even if the product team is interacting with the customer on a regular basis, you know, definitely, again, the entire points that I just said helps improve not only user adoption, but build trust in the mind of the customer that, yes, people are really bothered, people really care, and people feel that whatever time we are investing in the product and the money that we are putting, it's actually their money and they need to deliver the ROI on that front. So I believe if people can kind of, you know, work on these points and elaborate on them, work with, you know, keep them in mind when interacting with their customers, trust me, this can work wonders. With, you know, ensuring that customer has great trust on the product, they become your advocates in their own organization, and definitely, you know, lower down your churn and increases the retention or the NRR for your organization.
Raman, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
If people really want to know more about me, more about user adoption, you know, they can always reach out to me on LinkedIn, you know, and we can have a great chat over it, and I can try and help them with more points in detail as per the issue that they are facing or as per the advice they require for their own setup.
Well, thanks, Raman.
Thank you so much, Henrik. It was a pleasure talking to you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.